The Central softball team ended its 2025 season today at the NCAA Regionals in Oshkosh, Wisconsin with an 8-3 loss to Concordia. Head coach George Wares, Haley Bach, Hannah Higgins with us. Coach, just initial thoughts on today's ball game?
Not really, other than it's over. You look at somebody like this and everything she's been through and what she's tried to bring to the program. I'll say this, and I'm not sure if people fully understand, I don't, what it's like to play without an ACL, and she didn't lose a whole lot and still, tried to give everything that she could. And then, a future captain, I can say that with most truthfulness, does everything she needs to do. And, they exemplify some of the leadership, among others. And so it's just, this is probably what we are. We said that, we're a postseason team. We worked really hard to get into the postseason after some things went against us. And so that's a really good thing. And, could we have won this game? Sure. But, we're at a point where things just have to go the right way for us, whether it's coaching decisions, whether it's players coming through with the base hits, whatever. And, when that doesn't happen, we just don't have a great margin for error. So congrats to Concordia for moving on. And, we're happy with our season, and we're disappointed that we don't get to coach some of these players again.
Haley, a couple weeks ago it looked like you might not ever play again, and you got a couple last weeks. What has that been like for you to maybe end your career more in the way that you wanted to?
Yeah, I just am extremely grateful to have been able to be out on the field today. Like you said, I didn't know if I was going to be able to, and so I can just proudly say that I gave it my all, and I'm really proud with how the last 4 years went, and to just have the privilege to be on such an amazing program like this.
Coach said last night in the team meeting that he can't even describe what it's like when it is over. What kind of emotions are you having right now?
Sadness. Like I said, I feel proud. Overall, just disappointed a little bit, obviously, because we didn't make it as far as you want to, but it's hard to do that. But, just proud to have been able to wear Central across my chest.
Hannah, you, as Coach said, probably a captain next year, but 3 straight years into the regionals. What kind of foundation do you think is in place to try to build upon next year as you look to make it 4 in a row?
I think we have a really good foundation. We've been extremely lucky to be able to play with the seniors that we've had this year, and they've kind of set the stage for what we need to do moving forward. Just the hard work we need to put in. We need to be together and believe we can. And we just need to have some heart. And the seniors showed that. And I think we have a good foundation to continue that.
Haley, what has this program meant to you in your 4 years here at Central?
It's meant everything to me. I've had the best 4 years, and I couldn't have asked for anything more. And I'm just really glad that we made it to postseason this year, even with the cards we've been dealt. And so that we had a lot of people on the team who hadn't experienced postseason, like the freshmen and transfers. And so I'm glad they got to experience that, and they'll be able to pass it on next year. So when they get here next year, I'll be their biggest cheerleader.
Coach, you've always used that phrase, pass it on. And this group has put itself in a position to pass a lot on. How do you feel like the foundation of this program is?
Well, I mean, when you go back to, Haley saw the other side of it, right? The seniors, when she was a freshman, and we had the whole COVID injuries and all that, and, didn't even make the conference tournament, so she lived the first time ever for that. And then to see the turnaround, and there have been a lot more highlights than lowlights, even this year when you grasp it all, some of the things that were accomplished. And you go back to last year, the Linfield win and so forth. And so there's a huge foundation, and I think this group of seniors, and then the sophomores, transfers that have seen it now, or sophomores that have experienced twice, and the freshmen. So the foundation's there. Now we just, as coaches, have to continue to recruit, continue to get players that we feel like fit what we want to do, and keep elevating our talent level, and let the leadership, like the person on the right, take over, and we're going to be fine. That it's going to take a little while, and I don't think we want to jump into that like tomorrow, because I've always have a lot of people that have said, it's only a game, and it really isn't. only a game. If it was only a game, I probably would have retired 10 years ago, because the game part of itself is relatively easy if you really think about it. I mean, it's hard to do, but it's easy to have a formula that leads to success. Man, the relationships, it just gets harder and harder, to have to say goodbye to people that you've seen, invest so much in what we're all about. So it's not just a game.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.